Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that, Steve. Just give me a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Chase. You there?
This is Steve.
Hi, Chase. This is Thomas, and I sent you an email that my client that sent out to me. So can you please go ahead and speak with him? He is with us on the phone. His name is Steve Bedingfield.
Hey, Steve.
Hello,
how are you, sir?
Steve. I'm doing okay. I'm losing money today, though. Did you read the email that I was sent from Shopify legal department?
I did, sir.
Well, my site is only for selling products to pets. I'm not selling to humans. I mean, humans purchase it, but it's not a human product per se.
Right. But actually, I think it's the fifth case that I'm getting in this pretty much month, because you know that the year has been ending up, so that's why Shopify has been working really, very fast to take out all the legal actions for the client itself, because in the month of October, November, and December, they only clean up their spaces, and that's why they basically sent you the email that if you haven't sent in all the information that they required, they will shut down the business. They will shut down the website.
Well, I can't send that stuff in because I'm not selling for humans. How can I possibly send what I don't have that. So is my Shopify history, they're going to shut me down?
They can certainly do that because the email clearly says it. However, what sort of product are you selling onto the website?
Pet grooming supplies. And I was selling a dewormer for dogs on there, Finbendazole, but nothing of mine is, you know, you can see on my site, it's designed, my site is strictly for pets, for
right.
pet grooming. You know, we went through this with the legal department before. I'm not selling prescription.
I know. I can see that on your website. I just basically have opened it up on my system. But I think that the pet grooming services or the products that you've been selling out, I think they're just basically checking that pretty much part, and that's why they're letting you know that this could be done. Because there are certain products from the pets itself which cannot be sold out without the prescription. And I think that is what the problem is, because they must be a problem that they might be facing, that the pet could basically die by using that particular product. It's not being prescribed right. And I think that is one of the reasons that they've sent you the strike to basically give them the proof of anything that you've been working on with.
Well, the thing is, the salves are strictly for use on the outside of the body. They're not for internal use for pets. They're only for grooming. I mean, and the other product that I was selling, I could go down the street and buy it. I can buy it at Tractor Supply. I can order it online from Chewy.com. I can find other people on. Finben Labs, they were selling it too, but it's not a prescription medication. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a dewormer. Would a dewormer be prescription for dogs? A dog can't exactly write a prescription, you know, and they certainly don't violate, and they're saying it violates the Secrecy Act of the patient. Well, I'm just working with pets. I'm just selling pet products, and I don't sell anything I can't buy for pets online. I mean, whether it's at C-Chem Labs, they sell products there, the same thing, and I can order from Tractor Supply and get it. I can order from Chewy. I can order from all of the horse places and get the same products.
What is the email that you have received this email from? Can you give me the complete address of that email?
Yes. Okay, if I can get this to go down. Okay, I'm back over here now on Yahoo. It's legal@shopify.com.
Okay. So, yes, that is being sent out to you with the Shopify legal department, and I think that is one of the problems that needs to be set up. However, if you want, we can go ahead and we can help you with this situation, and that situation will be to go ahead and change the platform and make sure that whatever website you have, because even though if you go ahead and if you forfeit this pretty much email which they have sent you right now, you can still go ahead and you can do the business. But I think after a second or third strike, they will surely going to be going ahead and ending the complete website for you, which exactly you do not want.
No, I want to stay in business, but why did they send me there? Someone is trying to cause me trouble is what I think.
Right.
So, I mean, someone probably called it up and said that I was selling prescription medication. I had got a note from my somewhere. I can't remember, like, 8 days ago, and it said, was I selling prescription medication or was I selling pharmaceuticals? And I filled it out, and I said, no, I'm not selling any pharmaceuticals on Shopify.
Right.
So, I'm confused. I'm totally confused.
Understandable, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is what I said, that that is something which will surely going to be a problem for you as well. And this is the fifth case that I've got at this pretty much month. However, if you want, they did have mentioned in the in your email as well that if we do not hear from you by October 26th, or if upon review of your response it appears that we cannot support your business, then they will be suspending or terminating your store. So that is basically something which is also one of the things that your website does not have a HIPAA compliant, which is a health and privacy regulation for either it's for animals, it's for humans. I'm pretty sure you know that. And that is also not being there on your website. So the best possible solution to this one would be, instead of wasting money and hiring an attorney and sending that and replying them with that particular part, that will simply going to not be possible, because if they are saying that that is something which is prohibited according to their terms and condition, which they have mentioned in their acceptable user policy in terms of service, then we cannot fight for that, because they do not allow these type of products, even though you know the fact that that does not require a prescription, but still, Shopify is just a platform and they don't require it to go ahead and to sell that out. So I would suggest you to, instead of spending money on hiring an attorney or giving me fees just to basically go ahead and work and reply to them, that will just simply going to buy you time, but I cannot assure it how much time, because they want all the things up front, which is the pharmaceutical products, which is the jurisdiction, which is relevant health authority. So they're asking a lot of private information, which I'm pretty sure you don't have, considering the fact that I know that you are not doing anything wrong, and you know the fact that you are not doing wrong as well. But making them understand that this is not something which is against the policy will something be very, very unrealistic, because they will not believe us. So I would suggest you basically, you have time till October 26th. I think you can basically get the website upgraded from Shopify to WordPress, by which your business will not be affected. That's the only solution that I can give you.
Okay, what is the solution? Change the platform is what you're saying?
Change the platform. Right now you're on Shopify, so we will go ahead and we will create the website on WordPress with all the things that you have on the website itself, so by which the services these services would be basically better for you and you don't face any issues. And then once the website is launched over there, you can keep the Shopify website stays as it is, or you can shut it down, because at that particular point, that would simply not going to matter because you will already have a website onto a different platform.
Okay, if I have a website on a different platform, who's going to handle the financial transactions?
We will go ahead and we will simply gonna go ahead and get you all the editing stuff, get you all the services from that particular part, so by which we could have services according to the way you want it.
So could I operate the same way that I do with Shopify in that,
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is one of the reasons that we are suggesting you the WordPress, because that will be easiest for you to go ahead and manage it on your own self and then do the same business the same way that you're doing on Shopify. Because they will keep sending you strikes. They will keep sending you the information. And as a matter of fact, they have told you that October 26th is the last date, which is 5 days ahead. And then they will shut down the complete services. And I think if they do that, then we would be having a problem considering the fact that we would not be having the data, which is on your website right now, to be stored.
I hear what you're saying. So you can set – you're saying that Orbitz can Orbitz Design Agency can set me up through WordPress?
Exactly.
How much will this cost me?
How many pages do you have on your website, and how many products would you be having online?
Right now, I just have two products. I have two salves that I'm selling, and I'd like to sell the Finbendazole dewormer on there for dogs. I sell, that's a good seller.
Okay. So considering the fact that I think that you did had business with Orbitz in the past as well, so respecting that a favor, and considering your situation as well, we will go ahead, we will design the complete website revamp for you, which will be done as soon as possible. First of all, the first part that we are simply going to do is to take out and copy all the data from your existing Shopify account. So even though if they shut down the services, if they terminate your account, we still do not lose the data which is on your website. So just to be on the safe page. Once that has been done, we will go ahead, we will design the website for you. We will send you two different designs. You will have unlimited changes and revisions on that particular part. And then I think in the next 5 to 7 days to 10 days the most, depending on how fast you respond, the website will be live. Who do you have the domain from? GoDaddy?
Yes.
Okay, so we can use the same domain that is already running on Shopify once the new site is created, and then replace the domain from Shopify to WordPress.
Right. I have the IQ Products. I'd like my website to be IQ Products instead of Steve's. Steve Savs could be beneath that, but I would still like to have IQ Products as my main website.
Yes, Steve, I guess Chase doesn't know exactly about the name of your current website. So, yeah, Chase, he's saying that he currently owns the website, which is stevesales.com, which is on Shopify. So the new site that we are going to build for him, that would be for iqproducts.com. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
All right.
All right. So for that particular part, we will simply going to go ahead and I'm going to secure the domain for you as well. Do you have the domain or you don't have it? Do you want us to secure it for you?
I already have the domain, yes, sir.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Then we're simply going to use that. As far as the cost is concerned, Thomas basically told me about yourself that how good you guys are with each other, and considering that a fact, considering your existing client and this situation, we're not simply going to charge you the regular prices for the website. You will have 5 to 10 pages on the website, and the website will have the capacity to sell out 50 products, no matter whatever you'll be selling that, no monthly charges and no yearly charges. And then the one-time fee for the complete website design and development will be $1,050.
Okay. Are you aware that I've already paid Orbitz to design my website after I already had it started, and there has been that has not been utilized? Is that correct, Thomas?
Yes, Steve, but that was like for the additions which you're making on the current store of yours. But right now, I guess Chase is talking about the whole new website on a different platform. So yeah,
I have checked basically the billing information, the amount that you paid to the Orbit. That was just to make the changes on your existing Shopify platform,
yes.
Not the complete new website. Because right now I'm talking about the whole new thing, which will be on your particular platform, that is WordPress,
yes,
from scratch.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, can you guys work with me on make payments? I'm not talking like $10 a week. I'm talking about maybe a month to get the money in on the $1,050, because I pay my bills. It's just that I need to make some damn money. And like I probably lost $1,000 yesterday and today simply because I had to make changes in my financial things, and I couldn't pull my money off the shop.
Well,
see, that is something which Thomas can basically deal with, because he has more options than I have. I can only tell you the prices and everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate that, and we're going to do business, but, I like to just know. I like to know where my money's going, and you understand that. And Thomas has been good to work with me. We have a good working relationship, and I hope we continue to. I think getting off Shopify and getting onto another platform makes a lot of damn sense. So let's go for it.
Sounds good.
Thomas and your friend here, I forgot his name. Let me make a statement here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was getting ready to step on someone's toes in the business world, and they're hooked up more than I am with, and they're more influential. Someone big is causing me trouble to do this. Who's causing these problems? Do you have any idea?
Well, I'm quite not sure about it. It might be your competitors out there that you were telling me earlier.
Yeah, there's got to be some pretty powerful people involved on this.
Exactly, and they have the rights to do it, because that's what competitors does, So we will make your website much stronger, and don't worry about it. Like, currently you're working with a third-party company, which is Shopify, and they have some terms and conditions that you need to follow. And finally, they have sent you an email to follow those terms that applies on the product that you're selling. But if you have your own website, you're not responsible to give any answer to anybody. So that the website that we are going to design, the store that we are going to then design, that totally belongs to you, nobody else. So only if we find any sort of problems, that would be only the payments, but I'm sure Chase can help you out with this, and I'm going to involve Chase in this project as well, so if there's any bad thing comes up in the future, we'll definitely take care of that for you.
See, considering we have to basically make a decision as a firm decision, because the time is short. And because I can see on your website that you have the data is up to 5,100 gigs, which needs to be copied, and that would eventually take me 3-4 days. And we have the deadline 26th, according to their email. However, 1,050 is something which is a reasonable price, and then I can basically go ahead and do something better for you, which will be considering the fact that. You're ready to go ahead and start it off. Let's just start off today. If you can put down 550, and then the other 500, which has been remaining, you can pay that to us by next month.
Okay, it'll be tomorrow sometime before I can get to 550.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Thomas when you and I are through here. But Thomas, what about the other thing that we were going to do?
Yeah, the 500, there was another payment. I'll talk to you about it. Chase, if you're finished or if you want to tell him any more thing, you can let him know, or otherwise...
No, I'm good for it. Let's just go in and let's just start it off tomorrow, and then we'll go from there, right? And Steve, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the website and make sure that it's working.
Very much appreciate it.
Just work with me best you can and go for it. Let's get... Hell with Shopify, they're going to shut my shit down, I can tell.
Right. So thank you very much for the time today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sure.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chase.
Thank you.
All right, so, Steve, yeah. So what's the rest of the 500 that is left under your account? You can pay me that, like, if you want to, like, today or tomorrow. And for the website, you can pay 50-50, as Chase said, so you can put down 500 to start with once the, and you can pay, and probably the website would be live before next month for sure, so you can pay the rest the next month.
Okay, well, all right, so what you're saying right now, how much do...
You need to pay 1,000 tomorrow. You need to pay 1,000 tomorrow, 500, which was left for the changes. Let me figure out something, like... Just pay me like 800 because the thing that you paid for, like, it's not gonna be helpful for you anymore because you're switching the whole thing, right?
Okay, let's see. What was the last thing I paid for there?
To add the international shipping.
Right, and here that, you know, I mean, I understand that Sam's already set that up. He did the work, and you know, so hope that. But
I'll talk to Sam. Don't worry. You don't have to pay everything because that is useless, right? Like,
you're
changing the store right now, so that is totally useless. So let's just take care of the labor only, like what belongs to Sam. Just put him like 200 or 250, and that's it. Don't pay me more. That's okay. I'll talk to Sam, and it's okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm
so sure. Let's do one thing. Let's pay.
And remember, Sam cost me $1,600 because he didn't put Canada in there, and I was specifically asked. I wanted to do business with Canada, and when I thought he had done his job, I went and told my people, and they placed the orders. They couldn't get anything, and it cost me $1,600. So. You know, let's work the deal. Give me some figures and let's go forward. I'm not a cheap bastard. You know, I'm easy. You know
you're
me
not.
Well.
You're not. I do know you, but like I know, like you, yes, as you mentioned to Chase as well, that you have to pay bills too, and you have your own life too, and you have to take care of a lot of things as well. And here, like, not here to like make a lot of hell for money. I'm just like. Here, like, on this cost, on the website cost, I'm just trying to help you out with it. So I'm sure Chase knows that, too, so that's why he didn't coach you a lot, like we usually do to our clients. As I told you, like, a couple of days ago when my client was coming up, and I told you, like, how much did they pay me. Like, the guy that you spoke to, remember, my client?
Yeah.
So that guy paid us, like, $10,000 just for his website, e-commerce website. And he paid us $10,000.
Well, I helped you make a dollar, and I appreciate you recognizing that. Just go easy on me, because, hell, I'm basically broke. I have to sell my car to damn stay in business, but I want to stay in business.
No problem, Steve. If you're helping you at this critical situation of yours, and once, like, well, you're in business, then definitely you'll help us too, and I trust you.
Yeah, I'm not a deadbeat. I pay my bills, man. You know, I'm just I like to have the money to pay them with, but I'll have to go sell my damn car to be able to stay in business. You know,
I understand.
Why did they do this? Do you have any idea?
You know, this is just a rivalry. You know, and they do it. Like, but I'm sure, like, once we launch this IQ products thing. It's going to tear them out for sure. We can help you out with it. As I told you, like, on my last phone call, I was giving you a suggestion for adding more products. And so you can just grow your business over there. Like, till when you'll send only two products? Till when? You need to, like, add more products to your store, make it bigger, and register go legal this way. Like this time with the IQ products, I would suggest go legal. Try to file documents.
I thought I was legal on Shopify, but somehow or another, someone's found a loophole to shut me down, or they have big connections at Shopify, and they don't want competition.
Do you have a lawyer? Do you have your own lawyer?
Well, yes, I have I've already contacted an attorney on this, but I've not paid him any money down. It's with my friend's attorney,
uh-huh.
And he's in the area here. Do you suggest someone else, or should I make sure I have an attorney on this?
Yeah, and what should you discuss with your attorney? That, you know, just let him know that you're starting a new company with the name IQ Products, and ask him to help you out with the LLC registration and everything about it. And that is
okay.
How you'll go totally legal, and that is what I would recommend you.
Right, I have my LLC already, IQ Products LLC.
Good.
I have that already registered.
And ask him one more thing. Ask him one more important thing. That tell him about your product that you're making yourself, and ask him that if he can help you out getting those two products approved by the FDA. You know, if you have the approval from the FDA, Steve, you can sell this product anywhere in the fucking world.
Yes. Okay. Well, the thing is, the product is already out there for pets, and everybody's selling. I mean, you know, I can go down the street and buy it at the tractor store.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I agree with you 100% on this case. But if we have the documentation already, nobody can even think of touching you.
We have
no proof of it.
FDA, don't you?
Sorry?
Don't you have someone at FDA that you can help me with there?
I do have the connections. Like I don't have connections personally. Like Chase and his team, they have connections directly. So they might be able to help you out.
Okay, but
the thing is, you know, Steve, the main problem is, like, we are the ones who are talking to you over the phone only. Like, we're not meeting each other. Like, we live quite far from each other. So that's the reason I'm asking you to speak to the attorney that you can meet with. Just speak him, take the information from him that if he can help you out with it. And whatever he tells you, whatever things that he is going to tell you, like, hey, do this, come to us, let us know these things, and then we'll take care of that from our side.
Right, we'll work on this. Okay, all right, well, let's move forward with getting this to WordPress. I have a WordPress.com site already, but it's just an info site. You know?
Sure. I think Peter will be the one from now on who will take care of this project for you. I will ask him to send out to you a questionnaire, and he will guide you, like, how we are going to develop this new website of yours. And tomorrow, just let Peter know, because the payment that you need to pay tomorrow, that would be around $750. $250 for Sam and $500 for the initial cost for the website. So please do pay $750 to Peter tomorrow, and he'll guide you about the website initial steps. He'll send you the questionnaire as well, so we can go from there, okay?
As soon as I can find my gun, I'm going to rob the bank.
You don't need to rob the bank for $750. Come on.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay. Well, we can only do what we can do, Thomas, on your end and on mine, too.
Come on, it's time to create your own store, and it's not going to cost you a lot. It's just like you're creating your own personal store. It's not with Shopify. It's not with a third party. It's your store.
Okay, so how am I going to handle the banking?
We will help you out with it. We'll do the payment integration on your website, like PayPal, credit card, debit card. Everything will be done. Accordingly, also, the shipping merchant integration will also be done over there. It could be DHL, it could be FedEx, USPS, UPS, whatever you had on Shopify. We'll try our best to get you the same services on the WordPress, too.
And I can work through, on some of it, I could work through stamps.com if I need to on that. So let you know, you'll let me know. We'll have questions. I'll just have to learn more. But they're going to shut me down on Shopify. I agree. They're going to shut me down.
Yeah, but like on WordPress, you will never see such a show cause again. Like WordPress, it's your own thing. You own everything over there. You're the owner of everything.
Well,
the website.
What I want. I don't. Right. What about the server? Who has the server book?
Hosting server will be provided to you. Domain you already have. Designing, development will be done. Payment integration, shipping integration, product uploads, inventory management system, everything will be installed on the website as the time comes. We'll do the work step by step, keep on telling you the process, and you'll love working with it. So I would say, I don't personally take care of like the website, so Peter will be responsible for this whole project of yours.
Sounds great. Okay, so what this does is eliminates the third-party processor.
I'm sorry?
This will eliminate the third-party.
100%. 100%, yeah. There is no third-party will be involved in this. Only once we're like setting up the merchants, payment merchants, so then we will set up the merchant from Stripe, PayPal, and these are the third parties which will be involved only. But as far as your platform of the website is concerned, there won't be any third party which will be involved.
Folks, let's go to something else. Let's go to WordPress. All right, I'll get the money for tomorrow. You got my word. Contact me tomorrow.
Sure. You'll receive a few emails from Peter now, so please do take care of that.
I will. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Talk to you later.